Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yes, we do. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And welcome into Strategies for a Living. You know, are people, is it my imagination, are more people stressed out now?
If you turn on the news, if you look around, it sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
I can't know because I don't ask everybody, but yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
And you know, a lot of people, Lauren, when they, you know, stop long enough to notice, I've got some anxiety going on. I probably need to go take something. Mm. I probably need to go to the doctor and get something. Well, you know. Not a bad idea to go to your doctor, but
what's our first medicine?
Yeah, you may not want to, you know, go there before you try, you know, some tried and true. Mm-hmm. Just for instance, we all eat,
right?
Just like we breathe, right?
Yes.
Turns out that there are some foods that if you are stressed, the dietitians say, well, you know, you may want to stock up on certain foods because there's certain foods that are known to be, believe it or not, anti-anxiety foods.
Yeah, I think we've lost touch a lot with the natural healing ability of food, with the idea of food as medicine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been with us since the beginning of time, but I think we've lost the touch with that. So.
Yeah, unless it's wine. I mean, we'll go to the wine, but we may not want to go there too quickly because that can be counterproductive. Yeah. We're going to talk about some foods you should stock up on today if you're stressed out, because these foods will help you with anxiety. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Strategies. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. I guess I got to promise not to get up on my soapbox.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, you know,
which soapbox are we talking about?
Yeah, well, that sometimes is a problem because I get knocked off of one more than others. Mm-hmm. No, the soapbox where you know we are so quick to turn to. You know, and people who listen all the time know I admire medicine and doctors. I admire the pharmaceutical industry and what they have given us.
Yeah,
I do think that sometimes we are a bit out of balance now.
Absolutely.
Because we go too quickly to that as a solution, when in fact, many times, you know, that, and I'm speaking in generalities now, but so many times, that treats the symptoms instead of the cause.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're talking about anxiety and we're talking about, well, are we more stressed out? Well, yeah, I think we are. And I think that's, you know, the point that you were making. It's obvious when you just tune in and listen. We listen to each other, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'll be careful not to get on that soapbox because I can get on it with you too. But I truly think that, you know, and to some degree, I don't think it was definitely wasn't intentional, but to some degree, the instant gratification of technology, but also in addition to the instant gratification of what medicine has become, right? Just take this pill and you'll feel better. It's quite, frankly, it's disconnected us from our bodies and from, you know, we go in and we ask someone else to help us to understand our own bodies when, you know, going back ages, I mean, earlier today, right? Our dog went out into the yard and started eating some grass, right? Because he was listening to his body and knew that he needed a specific type of plant to help his digestion.
And doggies and cats and, you know, our friends in the animal kingdom know exactly where to go.
Right. And I
and we do too. But we have interfered with that. We've so suppressed that.
And given our power away.
Yeah.
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 And try to really take it down to such a tiny little materialistic way and in a rational way. And sometimes it's not so rational as we want it to be.
Or
simple.
I was half joking a few minutes ago when I said, you know, we'll pour a glass of wine. But what we've got to realize is that, you know, okay, well, you know, I'm not against wine at all. I had some just the other night. But we do have to realize that when we put alcohol into our system, that is a depressant.
Yes.
And so how is a depressant going to go through your body? Mm-hmm. And is that depressant going to, over time, help your, if you're feeling anxious, mm-hmm. is that really a good idea, you know, to
right.
to take a depressant on board?
And I think we got to be careful here, because I think a lot of listeners will say, well, yeah, if I've got anxiety, of course I want something to depress, to bring me down.
Bring that down. Okay.
Okay.
But that depressant, if you take alcohol as a depressant, mm-hmm. and it is, it's also going to be disruptive of your sleep cycle.
Yes.
Which we need good sleep mm-hmm. to recover from anything.
Well, and the other problem with using that depressant for anxiety is all it does is suppress the anxiety. It doesn't help you to actually move through and process it in a healthy way.
Right.
All it does is shoves it down, and it's going to come back up in a really weird way later. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily going to tie when it does come up, because you're right. The time factor, it's not A and then B.
Right.
There's a time factor involved, and I'm not necessarily going to connect the dots mm-hmm. of, oh, this is because of that extra three or four glasses of wine or drinks that I had, you know?
Right.
All right. But, you know, it turns out that flipping that around, there are some foods mm-hmm. that naturally and significantly lower your stress levels. Mm-hmm. And I think we would want to know what those are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good for us that dietitians have done a lot of research and can tell us what are the best foods for stress relief. I mean, it wasn't too long ago, and again, the disconnect wasn't too long ago, that we used foods mm-hmm. as medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
Food and movement and breath.
Yeah.
And sound.
Yeah. When we got, you know, before we got so disconnected, mm-hmm. there were probably lots of moms and grandmoms that yes. could tell you exactly.
The just, old kitchen apothecary, yeah?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about what are some of those things that you can bring on board that can significantly lower your stress level. Now, I think it's important. You can't expect food to completely cure your stress.
No, but again, that goes back to the instant gratification thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, food is a building block. I think this is part of the disconnect. Food is a building block of who we are.
Right.
It's that the old saying, you are what you eat.
Yep.
And it couldn't be any more true if you really think about it, because all of the nutrients, all of the components of the food that we digest then become pieces and components of our entire system.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
all that to say, it takes time.
Sorry. It takes time. And now if you're chronically stressed out, it's important to seek the advice of a mental health professional, a doctor, or a registered dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but seeking out professional help is a very good idea. But certain foods can provide tremendous support, because some foods have different properties that can support our bodies and help ensure that they're not vitamin and mineral depleted mm-hmm. in times of stress. And some of these might surprise you.
Okay.
Some of what we're going to talk about might surprise you. And I think that is one area when you begin to think about vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
That's one area, and maybe we'll talk about this before the end of the program, but because of our food production.
Yes, in the way it's produced.
The way that our food is produced. And more people are coming to the, you know, coming to the conclusion that this is all energy.
Yep.
And so when we consume something that has been mass slaughtered, let's say.
Yep.
We are
mistreated.
We're most of us don't want to look at that. Mm-hmm. And I can fully understand that. Mm-hmm. However,
it's a reality.
The reality is that that's energy that we're putting into our system.
Right.
So,
not to mention all of the chemicals and the sprays and the additives that we put in and the processing. I mean, when you talk about wanting to get a nutrient dense diet, right? If you shop anywhere in the middle of the grocery store, you're likely not going to get much nutrient at all.
Right.
And that's just something to be aware of. And I think we're coming to
more and more aware of that. But all of those foods in the middle of the grocery store are packed full of additives, preservatives.
I mean,
and
what
not
we
really
have to understand is we have scientists at work actually studying to make food taste worthy, to make it addictive, to make you want to buy their product.
Yeah.
Right. And at the same time, it's just stripping out all of the natural properties that food has from the beginning. And
that's
what it's supposed to be.
I love the chef Jacques Pepin.
Yeah.
He was a, he's older now. He was a contemporary of one of the famous chefs.
Yes.
I was watching a video from him the other day, and he was tisking how much salad dressings have extra additives to it that are of zero benefit.
Can be toxic in some cases.
He was saying how he makes his own because so much, he said, if you read the labels of
and a good rule of thumb is if you can't pronounce it, it's likely not good for you.
Yeah. But if you can't pronounce it, put it in, because you can still find out. You know, we live in this information age.
And a lot of it's petroleum-based.
A lot of it's petroleum-based. One of the things that he was on his soapbox about was high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
And how much was added to, you know, the particular salad dressing. So he was advocating make
you know
your own.
Wild, you know, about high fructose corn syrup is, you know, bears and creatures that hibernate, they stock up on berries and fruits that contain fructose, right?
Right.
Because it helps them to increase their hunger level so that they will eat a lot before they hibernate.
Yeah.
Right? And so we've like tripled that in high fructose corn syrup and capitalized on
maybe
effects.
Maybe more than triple. We got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll start with some of these foods that naturally lower stress. You may be surprised at the first one. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. More to learn, more to come. Be right back. And welcome back into your Daily Dose of Radio Rehab. We are Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking about foods that will lower stress naturally. We're so quick maybe to go to, the pills and the, again, nothing wrong with that. If you need that, you need that. But why not look, why not take the opportunity to look at what you are putting into your system and how that might be, you know, moving through the system. Mm-hmm. So if you look at foods as potentially able to reduce stress,
medicine,
yeah, you might be surprised at one thing that comes up a lot in terms of stress reduction, and that would be pumpkin seeds.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe that. Actually,
we probably have some pumpkin fans out there. Maybe
because the seeds, they have magnesium, right? Is that one of the keys there?
They are high in magnesium, mm-hmm. and that is magnesium is a mineral mm-hmm. that is known as the calming mineral.
Yeah,
because it can help regulate neurotransmitters in the brain and promote a sense of calm. It also, magnesium helps to regulate the release of cortisol. Mm-hmm. And most of us by now have at least read an article or two about cortisol and heard it called the stress hormone.
Right.
So ample magnesium in the body is crucial during stressful times. We want to take, somewhere the suggested daily value sits somewhere between 300 and 400 milligrams of magnesium for most adults. And you can get a decent amount of magnesium from a single 1 ounce serving of pumpkin seeds.
That's easy to take in any day.
Yeah. And
put them on top of anything or eat them plain or.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a good snack.
Sure.
You know?
Another good source of magnesium is going to be leafy greens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the quick way, a lot of people say, well, why don't I just go to the health food store and buy some extra magnesium
supplement, yeah,
and supplement that way. Okay, you can do that.
You can, but there's tons of different variations of the magnesium, first of all. There's different forms, and your body doesn't always absorb them as readily or in the same way as you would when you get them naturally through foods.
The very healthiest way
that
we can take in vitamins and nutrients and minerals is through our food.
Right. Well, because nature is incredibly designed such that it has other compounds and elements within it that actually help your body to digest them and use them in the most efficient manner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So another surprise to a lot of people mm-hmm. might be, and a lot of people, this is a treat. And that's tuna because that tuna sandwich can help satisfy your taste buds, but it can also lower your stress levels. And the reason is it's high in vitamins B6 and B12. Mm. Okay. So B6 and B12 may help and even prevent and manage, help prevent and even manage anxiety and other mood disorders such as depression. B6 has been found to increase the production of serotonin mm-hmm. and GABA,
right.
The neurotransmitters that regulate mood and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you take any sort of most anxiety, anti-anxieties are going to be GABA inhibitors.
Right. Yeah. So B12 is critical in nervous system functioning, and a deficiency of this nutrient can even cause nerve damage, believe it or not. Yep. Studies have found that B12 and folate supplementation may help balance stress and regulate your mood. Mm-hmm. So how much? Well, the daily amount of B12 for adults is 2.4 micrograms, and the recommended amount of B6 is 1.3 milligrams for adults under 50, 1.5 to 1.7 milligrams for adults over 50. So if you're over 50, you need a little bit more. So here's the deal with tuna. One serving, about 4 ounces of tuna, yields just over 1 milligram of B6 per serving, almost exactly 2.4 milligrams of B12. So there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. And now again, you know, you may want to, the easy way is to go get that can of tuna, but the perhaps the better way is a lot of our supermarkets have fresh fish markets available to us, and tuna is generally not a real expensive type of fish. So we can and a little goes a long way.
Yes.
This next one is one of my absolute go-to favorites. You know this.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love salmon. And yeah, you know, you might say, oh, they're putting fish on us once again. what salmon is high in is omega-3. And omega-3 fatty acids are involved in a wide range of physiological functions that are involved in our growth and development, mm-hmm. also in functioning and the aging of the brain. Maybe that's why. maybe that's why I'm. You know, I probably eat. I haven't kept up with it. You're more in tune than me. But I probably eat at least 3 servings of salmon a week.
Yeah,
I mean, I love it. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
I make it for you a lot.
So. And I wonder if, again, like Pocket going out and getting his grass, I wonder if that's my body saying to me,
you need that.
I need that. And, you know, and again, when you crave something,
listen,
that's when your body craves something, listen to your body, you know, and unless it's just absolutely terrible for you,
right.
You know, consider that your body's, you know, your body's innate knowledge maybe pushing you in a positive direction.
That's one of the biggest things that I hope that we can all move towards. You know, yeah, we can tell you that these general foods are helpful with anxiety, but it's also important for us to reconnect with our own bodies and know, you know, what they need, because we're all as individual as we are. Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, you know, something on this list may be helpful to most people, but it may not be helpful to me or someone in particular, right? And so it's important to listen to your body and respond to it.
And again, I think that may be something that we've gotten a bit away from.
Oh, so far away.
We've given that power over, and so we've stopped really paying attention.
Well, and again, it's been, you know, heightened by what's happened within the food system. You know, our taste buds have been completely hijacked by chemicals and additives and high fructose corn syrup, right? Things that make us, they just hijack the taste buds, but also the dopamine and our entire hunger reward system of knowing what our body and being in tune with what our body actually needs.
We'll see how it's going to play out, but we're, you know, a lot of us are aware of what RFK Jr. is doing. And recently with the telling the large food companies, okay, you got to get these dyes out of the food. we'll see how that
plays
out, and hope for the best. Yeah. But I think
it's just great that we're bringing it at least to awareness, because at that point, then we as consumers have a say. Then, okay, if we're aware of what these dyes do, right, and the fact that so many other countries have banned them,
right,
we have to ask ourselves, okay, is that something worth considering, especially for the health and safety of our children?
Absolutely. Before we get too far away from salmon, I mentioned the omega-3 fatty acids, those have, we know that, they help with an aging brain, but they've also been shown to reduce inflammation, and they've also been shown to increase serotonin activity. So
some other anti-inflammatories would be garlic.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So garlic, salmon.
There you go. Sounds good to me. So adults over 18 should aim to consume about 1.6 grams of omega-3s daily. Mm-hmm. And a standard serving of salmon is about 3 to 4 ounces for an adult. And you get 1.2 grams of omega-3s from just that serving. Mm-hmm. Now, some people, I'm aware, are not fish fans.
Right.
So what are some other ways that you can get omega-3s? Well, walnuts, flaxseed, chia seeds also contains high levels of omega-3. Yep. So there you go. We're talking today, might be surprising to some folks, about the using food as natural reducers of anxiety and treatments for anxiety.
Yep.
Some of these are you may not have thought about. When we come back from this break, this next one's probably going to surprise as many people as the pumpkin seeds did.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, we'll tackle that when we come back. And we'll also talk about, if you're talking about foods that can, treat stress, we'll also, before it's all over with, talk about foods that you may want to avoid. That's today, right here on Strategies. Be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about foods that can reduce stress. Now, we are not registered dietitians.
No.
So, if you want more information, we're passing on studies, we're passing on information that is readily available out there. But there are some wonderful dietitians in our area. Christus has some, and Willis Knighton has some. So, and there's some independent.
There's some great new health club foods, health food clubs rather available.
So you can get more information in a lot of ways if this is intriguing to you, or you want more information about it. There's even entire books. We've had Dr. Neil Barnard on,
yes,
and multiple times, as a matter of fact, on Strategies. And, of course, I don't want to get too far off into this, but Dr. Barnard, Neil Barnard, has one of his books. He's got many, many books, but one of his books is focused on food to cure diabetes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Dr. Barnard is a medical doctor, and you can go out and take a look at his books, his research, and his results. Are incredible.
Yeah.
And so, again, that's what, that's one of the things that, the reason we do programs like this, because it says, oh, wow, I hadn't even thought about that. Mm-hmm. All right. So here, I said before break, this next one's probably going to surprise you. Pour yourself a big glass of OJ. Mm. Orange juice can keep oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is an imbalance of free radicals and antioxidants that can damage your cells. And a orange juice can keep that at bay. Mm-hmm. One study found that drinking, now we're talking about 100% orange juice here, right?
Yes, fresh squeezed, preferably.
Fresh squeezed, and you can, you know, you don't have to do that at home, but that's if you want to do that, if you have a juicer, whatever, that's great, but you can buy 100% orange juice mm-hmm. at your favorite grocery store. That plays a positive role in chronic inflammation and oxidative stress.
Yeah.
100% orange juice significantly reduces a well-established marker of inflammation called interleukin 6. Mm-hmm. Interleukin 6 in both healthy adults and adults at risk for developing chronic disease. So we're talking 100% orange juice, no added sugar. That can be beneficial, and it can be a delicious addition to your diet. Plus, it's high in vitamin C.
Yeah.
And one serving, about 8 ounces for adults, yields 124 milligrams. And with the recommended daily intake of vitamin C sitting around 70 to 90 milligrams, well, you get almost all the vitamin C you need for the day in one glass of orange juice. Be careful with the labels. So you got to be careful. All orange juice, when you go on the counter, it's not all created equal.
No.
So read the label. Get in the habit of reading the label. 100% orange juice, nothing added to it.
And if you can, you know, squeeze at home or find a local juice bar.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
That would be my there you recommendation.
Go. Lauren, you mentioned leafy green vegetables a little while ago. Kale and spinach are great for stress relief because they're filled with folate and antioxidants like beta carotene. And research shows that leafy greens can support brain health. So greens also contain tryptophan. Mm-hmm. And tryptophan is a nutrient involved in forming more serotonin.
Precursor.
And serotonin has been also called the happy hormone, right?
Right.
And so the recommended daily intake of folate per day is 400 micrograms. Teens and adults should aim to get between 700 and 900 micrograms of beta carotene vitamin A daily. So, you can do the figure, but one cup of raw kale contains 13 micrograms of folate and 241 micrograms of vitamin A. So you just about got it licked with a little bit of kale. A
couple leaves of kale. Yeah.
Yeah. Kale and spinach and, you know, it's good stuff. Maybe I got spoiled growing up in a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we always had lots of fresh prepared produce. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. And also was double lucky because a local farmer lived across the street from us. He grew he grew the small vegetables like tomatoes and things like that, cucumbers, things like that that he would sell to local grocery companies.
And that I'm just going to add that too, you know, in terms of going to, we talked about staying out of the middle, but even the produce, right? If you think about how far it has to travel from where it's picked to your grocery store in that amount of time, to keep it alive, right? And it loses its nutrients.
That's why when you can buy local.
Yeah.
And
or go
do
to the
things
local
like
farmers market.
Farmers markets and things like that. Yep. It's very positive.
It's good for everybody involved, including your health.
All right, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we said we would also talk about the foods to avoid when you're stressed.
Okay.
What do you want to steer clear from? Everybody's different, but
I think everybody can steer clear of sugar. That's going to be my guess.
Sugar's one of them. Caffeine is another one. So you might want to try to lower the caffeine, less coffee and tea, maybe something. You like beverages like matcha.
Yeah, I've switched from coffee to matcha.
Yeah.
And it's made a huge difference.
Any food high in added sugars can be problematic. So cookies, cakes, the sugary cereals up and down the cereal aisle, all of that is probably best, avoided.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a lot of this is probably common sense, right?
Well, at one point, yeah, I think so.
But
it's hard when things like convenience and these ultra-processed foods have made it so much, well, it's made it harder. Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. And so I think, with what we're doing today, this is these are always, programs like this are always good reminders for us. And, one of the things about once we get and begin to eat healthier,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's we want to do that more.
Yep.
Our body responds positively to it.
Yes, it does.
Talking about foods we want to avoid and foods we want to go to treat stress today here on Strategies. Be right back.
Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about foods that when you're stressed, you want to be aware of. And there are some foods that you want to stay away from. There's some foods that you want to go to.
Yep.
What's your takeaway? Did any of these surprise you? The pumpkin seeds or the orange juice or any of that surprise you?
Nothing really jumped out as a big surprise to me. This has been one of the things that I've been pretty passionate about, changing and altering my relationship with food in my life. So I've done a lot of work there.
Yeah, it's a shift, and it's a mental shift.
Yeah,
it's a decision.
It is.
Yeah, and it's one that you do have to, when you make that shift. You're going to spend a little more time in the first few years. I don't think I ever saw you read a label. And now we spend lots of time if we go grocery shopping, we spend lots of time on label reading.
Yes.
And even at the breakfast table or at the lunch table,
yes.
If I put a bottle out of, uh-huh. let's say, my favorite sauce,
mm-hmm.
Lee and Perrins or Heinz 57 are my go-to favorites. That bottle's going to get snatched, and that label's going to get read and reread.
Just for awareness.
And but I, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my takeaway is more fruits and veggies if
yep.
we can. Yeah.
Absolutely, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing
Oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. And when's the last time you had a good old Muffy? If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living Radio.